Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Welcome to the Life and Torah of Our Leaders. Tuesdays at about 12 p.m. Bez Hashem. Special welcome to our Torah Anytime viewers and listeners. The Bez Hashem be joining the Shir. This series has been sponsored by Reb Itzik Saflis, Bottom Line Marketing Group, and his family as a schus for himself, his family, the listeners, and Gans Kla Yisrael. Today's shiur is sponsored by my good friend, Reb Moshe Tobal, Zuzayn Gesund und Stark, as a schus and a bracha for Hatzlacha on the coming Zman, Bezis Hashem. We should have a lot of siyata d'shmaya. So Baruch Hashem, it's been a while since the last shiur, before Rosh Hashanah, and we're wishing everyone a Gesund winter, Bezis Hashem. So we left off the last shiur, we did Haravid Hasheni. We had done Haravid Ashlishi before that, based on our series with Mefarshei HaRambam and Me'inyan Le'inyan. And now we have to do Haravid Harisha in the first Ravid, Reb Avram ben Reb David, or Ibn Daud, as they call him. Daud just being the Arabic of David. And he's called the Ravid Harisha. And we mentioned the last shiur by the Ravid Hasheni that actually the Ravid Hasheni was actually older and chronologically came before the Ravid Harishon, but my Hashara was, and Echad mi G'dayle Chabureinu concurred with me, that since this Ravid Harishon was named Rav Avram ben Rav David, and the Ravid Ashlishi was also Rav Avram ben Rav David, but the Ravid Hasheni was Rav Avram ben Rav Yitzchak, and only later the Rishonim referred to him as a Rav Av Bezdin, which became Haravid. So really he got his name really later chronologically, even though he was an earlier Rishon. So therefore, it would seem to me that the Ravid Harishon, the one we're going to talk about today, was already known as the Ravid. So when Reb Avram ben Reb Yitzchak received his name by the Rishonim as Rav Av Bezdin, which became Ravid, it was already later, so therefore he is called Haravid Hasheni, even though chronologically he was older. As we said last time, Reb Avram ben Reb Yitzchak, the Baal HaEshkol, was born Be'erech in like 1090 or something like that. Okay, so now let's talk about the Ravid Harishon, which is not related to the other Ravids. The other two Ravids were father-in-law and son-in-law. Again, we know very little about him, as we will see. We will talk about a little bit about him, his Svarim, his family, his Rebbeim. So he was born Be'erech in Tav Tav Ayin, which is 1110, in the city of Cordoba, which is in southern Spain. His father's name was Reb David, as we know. We don't know much about him, but we know more about his mother's family. His mother was the daughter of Rabbeinu Yitzchak ben Reb Baruch ibn Albalia. That was a very chash of a family in Spain. Now, in the Sefer HaKabbalah, which was written by our Ravid, which is history, we've quoted him numerous times, he writes as follows: V'chazer kayach haTalmud be'eretz Svarad, and the kayach haTalmud returned to the land of Svarad. V'hayu sham hei rabbanim, and there were five rabbanim ushemas kulam Yitzchak. They were all named Yitzchak. Two of them, he says, were Svardim. Hashlishi karav lehem. One was the karav. I wasn't sure if karav means a relative or it means it was close to Spain. Ushnayim bo meretz acheretz, and the other two came from a different land. Who were the two Svardim? Reb Yitzchak ben Reb Baruch and Reb Yitzchak ben Reb Yehuda. Now we're going to talk about Reb Yitzchak ben Reb Baruch. So Reb Yitzchak ben Reb Baruch, he writes, was Reb Yitzchak ben Reb Baruch ben Reb Yitzchak ben Reb Yaakov ben Reb Baruch ibn Albalia. Mikahal Cordova. He was from the city of Cordova. Bekoidim Lechain, before the city of Cordova, they were from the city of Merida. Merida is southwest Spain, near the border of Portugal. Hayu Avoysov. Now he says a very interesting piece of history here. Uchishagavar Titus al Yerushalayim. When Titus overtook Yerushalayim, Pius Mimenu Shalisha Shahilu al Svarad. So he had one of his officers was the one ruling over Svarad. So he convinced him, Shayishlach Lai Mishu Yerushalayim, he should send him some of the Chashuvim of Yerushalayim. Vishalach Lai Miksasim. So Tita sent to Svara to Spain some of those Yerushalayimers. Vayabam Oise Pareches. And there was those, someone who knew how to make, he was a weaver, he knew to make the Pareches. Vyadam Aleches Meshi, he knew the silk industry as well. Ushmai Baruch. And his name was Baruch. So that's the first one when we went back here. Rebitzah ben Baruch, ben Rebitzah ben Rebiakah ben Reb Baruch. This is this Baruch. So when they came from Yerushalayim, va'amdu b'merida, they went, and they, this is where they settled, va'lidu sham, and they had children there, va'kal gadol hayu b'merida, there was a very big kehila in Merida. V'sachli Remeir ben Birish, and Remeir ben Birish told me, shera gilyan shera b'sadyagayin, he saw a note from b'sadyagayin, and it was a letter that he had written to different kehilas, to Kal Kardova, and other kehilas, and then he says, u'merida ir hagadayla, b'sadyagayin writes, and to the city of Merida, the ir hagadayla, v'chal ari Yisrael asher s'vivayseh, and all the cities of Kla Yisrael that are around it. So Merida was a very big city in Kla Yisrael. Continues the Sefer HaKabbalah, Mipnei Melchamos, because of different wars, Charva Merida v'Galu Av Yisav Shor Rabbi Yitzchak, and this Rabbi Yitzchak bar Rabbi Yehuda that we're talking about now, his forefathers had to go into Galus, and eventually they ended up in Cordoba, V'hayu Migdailei Ha'ir, and they were from the great ones of the city, V'Noyle Rabbi Yitzchak, and the Rabbi Yitzchak we are talking about now, was born in the month of Iyar in Tavshin, Tzadihei, which is 1035. Vaya Ayev Chachma, and this Rabbi Yitzchak loved Chachma, v'dorish Torah miyamav, and he was always darshaning Torah. Now he continues and describes this Gadol, Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yehuda, Reb Shmuel Hanagid, who was one of the Gedolim of the time in Spain, Haya Ayev Isai, who loved him very much, v'aydenu nar, and this Rabbi Yitzchak was still young. Vaya Meshagel Isvarim, Reb Shmuel Hanagid used to send him Svarim, umatanis and presents, umatzaveu lishtado v'likrais, and he would tell him that you should make sure to learn them to read. Now this Rabbi Yitzchak continues the Sefer HaKabbalah. He wrote a machberes ibor v'chol soidai l'Reb Yosef Halevi Hanagid benoi, and he wrote like a machberes, a notebook about ibor, about the soidai ibor, which is about the moon and all of the astronomy, and he wrote it to Reb Yosef Halevi, who was the son of Reb Shmuel Hanagid. Now, just pause for a second in our saying over from the Sefer HaKabbalah. The Meiri in his Psicha 2 of us, as we know, also goes through the Shalshelis HaKabbalah of Klal Yisrael, and he writes, Chacham Gadol b'Chachma Satchuna, that this Rebbe Yitzchak was a Chacham Gadol in astronomy, v'gir liadeinu misifrei Soid HaIbor, that's this Machberes HaIbor that the Sefer HaKabbalah was talking about, uvir Isa Mashmua Shemesechta Rosh Hashanah, and in that Sefer, he explained to us the astronomy of the Sugyas in Rosh Hashanah, v'inyan Noilam Kaidi Chatzayis, v'achar Chatzayis, those Gemaras over there, if the Mailet of the moon was before Chatzayis, after Chatzayis, v'chav Dalet Shoy Michsi, the Gemara says over there for 24 hours, you can't see the moon, and v'hadoy Mislami lists off a number of other Shvera astronomy Sugyas there in Rosh Hashanah, that this Sefer, Soid HaIbor, explained it. So now back to the Sefer HaKabbalah. So it says he sent this to Rabbi Yosef Halevi. Now, V'halach elav the Granada. Rabbi Yosef Halevi lived in a city called Granada, which is 200 kilometers southeast of Cordoba. V'halach v'shav mi Cordoba to Granada. And this Rabbi Yitzchak used to go back and forth to Rabbi Yosef Halevi from Cordoba to Granada. Uver Granada haya b'yei mashmad. And it seems in Cordoba there was a day when they shmadded, they forced, converted. This was a Muslim territories over there in southern Spain. We spoke about this in the Shir Man de Ben Ezra and others as well. And they forcibly, converted them. And he happened to have been in Granada on that day when in Cordoba this was going on. And he was saved from it. So I wasn't 100% sure was the Nace that he was in Granada and not in Cordoba, or did in Granada this happen as well? And in that place, the Shmad was happening in Granada as well, and over there an ace happened and he was saved. It could have been either way. And this Rebbe Yitzchak, as he got older, he bought a lot of Svarim. He was very rich. It sounds like either Reb Shmuel Hanagid or Reb Yosef Hanagid, one of the Nagid Svarim had been spread out B'chala Aratzais, for whatever reason, and he somehow went and purchased them to get them back. V'chiber sefer gadol, and he wrote a big sefer. V'karish my kupas hareichlim, and he called it the kupas hareichlim. Kupas hareichlim is like the peddlers; they had their box where they had their wares in it. Upirish by mahalachas kasha shemitalmud harbe ma'oid avalo hishlimai. So says the sefer HaKabbalah that he explained it. It's some of the very shvera sugyas in the Gemara, but he didn't finish it. Now the Meiri that we mentioned before, let's pause. The Meiri says the Chibur Oid Sefer Gadol Kare Kupas Hareichlin, and he wrote another sefer, a big one called Kupas Hareichlin. Bepirish halachas chamurish abetalmud leigiel yadenu, says the Meiri that we don't have it. The Sefer HaKabbalah is saying he didn't even complete it. Now the Sefer HaKabbalah continues, Vayachacham echach mi Yavanis. This Rabbi Yitzchak ben Reb Baruch was a chacham in chachmas Yavanis. And he was 34 years old, kishayatza tiva ba'ilam, when his name went out in the world, v'nismach b'rabbanos, and he became a ravi, a yatzmichas rabbanos, uv'nesiyos, he also became a nasi. Now, b'shnas tov chavtes, this was in 1069. Now what that means, I think, is as follows. Ki melech Yishmael, because the Arab king, the Muslim king, Hanikra Almetmad, Almetmad, I don't know how to pronounce it, actually. I tried to, find it in its, English spelling, but it's Aleph Lamed, Mem Ayin Tav Mem Dalid, Il Metmad. Samui l'sar b'veis, they made him a sar, an officer in his house, uveichole in his palace, shei shemele b'chachmas yitzhanigos, he listened to him when it comes to astrology, shei adeya, that he knew it, maisev al tarasai, so not only astronomy, he knew it, shim's astrology as well. V'amad b'gdulasai, so I think that's what it means, he was a nasi, it means to say he was in the palace, he was considered a sar, besides being a rabbonus, and he remained with his gdula, and this is probably why he was very wealthy as well. Kimoy Esrim Shana for about 20 years, Benifter Bemedinas Granada, Benison Taftov Nundalid, and he was Nifter in the city of Granada, or in the area of Granada, in Nisan of Taftov Nundalid, 1094, Lachar Sharibates Torah Behemit Talmidim, after he was taught Torah, and he had Talmidim, Basa Toivis Gedalis Yisrael, he also did a lot of Toivis for Klal Yisrael. Benuntev Shana Hoya Yemechayev, and he was lived for 59 years. Now, after all this, says our Ravid in his Sefer HaKabbalah, V'hu zekeneinu avi imenu, he is our grandfather, my mother's father. So this is what we said, his mother was the daughter of Reb Yitzchak ben Reb Baruch ibn Abalia, who was one of the Chashev Mishpachas in Svarad, all the way back to the days of Titus, and he himself was not only a big Talmud Chacham, but he was also Chashev in the palace of the Muslim ruler at the time, and that is his Zayda. In Tamim Deim that we mentioned a few times from the Tshuvas HaRavad and things like that, the last Simon, Reish Chav Dalid, it's a Tshuvas HaRav HaNasi Reb Yitzchak Ben Reb Baruch, the Tshuvas of HaRav HaNasi. Now again, Nasi, like I said before, he was a Tsar in the palace, but also it sounds like there was some type of Nasius in Klai Yisrael. We mentioned this as well in one of the other Ravid Shiurim as well, that there was a Nasi also that was established by the government, however it worked, for Klal Yisrael. So they call him Tshuvas HaRav HaNasi Reb Yitzchak Ben Reb Baruch Al HaRav Alfasi Binyan Hilchas Sittis, that he wrote on the Rif in Hilchas Binyan Hilchas Sittis, and it's a pretty longish Tshuva over there. Now in Tshuvas HaRambam Siman Dalid, he actually comments on that tshuva that Rabbi Yitzchak ben Reb Baruch wrote. He writes, "V'chol ma shezachar Rabbeinu Yitzchak ben Reb Baruch." He calls Rabbeinu Yitzchak ben Reb Baruch lahashiv alav to have tainas on the Rif ein by mamish. So this was a back and forth and a well-known machlekes here between the Rif and this Rabbeinu Yitzchak ben Reb Baruch. They were contemporaries, the Rif and this Rabbi Yitzchak ben Reb Baruch, as we'll see. And Chita Mekubetzes, Ksubis Memgim Omid Beis, he brings some Tamidi Rabbeinu Yain over there, and in the middle, Tamidi Rabbeinu Yain, or towards the end, they write, V'hari ben Rebaruch Hasvardi, Tiretz et Rebitzak ben Rebaruch Hasvardi. Now, so this was his maternal grandfather, so this was the Mishpacha that he came from. Now, who was the Rebbe of our Ravid? The Rebbe was actually, let's continue in the Sefer HaKabbalah, Umi Tamidi Rabbeinu Yitzchak, and from the Tamidim of this Rebbe Yitzchak, Hayabinoi Rebaruch was his son Rebaruch. So again, he was Reb Yitzchak ben Reb Baruch, and this is his son, Reb Baruch ben Reb Yitzchak. Now we mentioned this following story in the Shir on the Rif. And that is, the Sefer Kabbalah writes that he was born Adar Rishon, Tav Tav Lamed Zayin, 1077. Kaidim Betiris Reb Yitzchak Aviv, before his father Reb Yitzchak was Nifter, there was a machlaikas between Reb Yitzchak and the Rif. And when Reb Yitzchak was Nifter, Reb Baruch, his son, was about 17 years old. So says the Ravid in Sefer HaKabbalah that Husachli, that Reb Baruch, now this means this is his uncle, right? If his mother was the daughter of Reb Yitzchak, this is his mother's brother. Husachli, that when his father was about to be Nifter, he called him over and he whispered in his ear, go to Reb Yitzchak Alfasi, go to the Rif, and tell him that I'm leaving this world to Olam Hazeh, to Olam Haba. And I was meichel him for all of the Devarim Kashim that he spoke about me, bein biksav, bein balpeh, whether it was in writing or balpeh. And I'm asking him, I'm mefayas him, I'm asking him that he should also be meichel me. And you should stand in front of him, meaning you should learn by him. He said, Reb Yitzchak to his son, I know he'll do a lot of tovas for you, and he will teach you with all of his heart. So said Reb Baruch to the Ravid, after I buried my father, I went to Ali Sana, and I spoke to the Rif there, and the Rif cried, and Higdil Bechiyonimi cried very much, and then he went and he was Menachemi, and he told him, if your father died, I will be a father for you, and you will be my son. Again, he was only 17 years old at the time. This Reb Baruch, Sokter Baruch, Vamati Bevesai, Ashekarasi Lefanov Kala Talmud, and I stood in his house till I learned the whole Talmud in front of him. Now the Sefer HaKabbalah continues and says that when the Rif was Nifter, so then the two Gedolim at the time that became famous, Yotza Tivam Shazug Elu, this pair, who was the pair? Reb Yosef HaLevi, who was the Rimagash, and Reb Baruch ben Reb Yitzchak, HaYapayshe V'yaytze B'chal Arts. These two Gedolim became the Gedolim of the entire land. And Reb Baruch knew Greek chachma, and it might mean philosophy, and that could be why the Ravid also was very into philosophy, as we'll see, more than his Torah and his chachma. And he had many talmidim. So this is the Ravid telling us at the end of the whole story, and I am katan shebekulam. So just like at the end of the story with his grandfather, he said, at the end of the story about the Talmud of his grandfather, the son, Reb Baruch, he says, Vani katan shebekulam, and Reb Baruch was nifter, in Saif Elul, he writes, Tuf, Peivav 11:24. Now, so, it seems he was in Cordova, that's where his family was from, the Ravid, and eventually he ended up in Toledo, which is more north-central Spain. Now, we're not sure why, but the assumption is because of the terrible Xerus that happened in the southern part of Spain by the Muslims at that time. Like he himself writes, at the end, towards the end of the Sefer HaKabbalah, that after his uncle was Nifter, as we said, in 1124, and after the Rimagash was Nifter in 1141 Berech, he writes, Hayashnei Chirum v'Gzeirus u'Shmadus ha'Yisrael, there was years of Gzeirus and Shmad on Klal Yisrael, destruction, v'yotzu l'Galus mim kaimaisam, and the whole Spain, the southern Spain, had to go into Galus, im lamus, some had to, were died, l'cherev, sword, l'rav, starvation, l'shevi, those who went to captive, necherev ibn tumras, shegazer l'hoitzi Yisrael min ha'klal, that he said, we're going to destroy Klal Yisrael, there should be no remembrance of them. There were no Jews left in the entire Malchus of this Ibn Tumras. Shem Usher, he says, Mimedinas, he's Sin Lamed Beis, which they say is like Silvus, not sure exactly, Bikse Ha'ilam, on one end of the world, which is Silvius or something is Portugal. It's a city in Portugal. Ad Medinas Almadaya, which is in North Africa and Tunisia. So that means to say from all the way on the west of Portugal. So the whole southern part of Spain and then in North Africa all the way to Tunisia. I think we mentioned this in the share on the Rif as well, because the Rif had to go into Galus too, if I remember correctly, from city to city, or something like that, or one of the other Gedolim, we followed them from city to city, maybe it was the Rambam, I don't remember who it was. But we followed them as they went into Galus throughout North Africa. So this is all the way to Tunisia. This is the whole area was under Muslim rule, and the Sefer Kabbalah says that there was no shame v'sher of any Jew in that area. So now he writes also, the children of the Rima Gash, Golu Bereish Goylim, they went Bereish HaGoylim, Lemedina, Totila, they went up towards Toledo, which at that time was under Christian rule, not under Muslim rule. So that is his Rebbe, Rebaruch, who was his uncle. The Radak in Zechariah, Perek Yudal, Pasuk Yudalid, he writes, V'chacham Reb Avram HaLevi mitoltila, Reb Chacham Reb Avram HaLevi from Tultila, Shechiber Sefer HaKabbalah, Haya Pirshazu, so that's our Ravid. Reb Avram HaLevi calls him from Toledo. He was the author of the Sefer Kabbalah, he was Mefarish, these psukim like that. Now, in the, just to know again what Tkufa he was in, as he talks about, again, the Gedolim, he writes over there in the Sefer Kabbalah, in his time, v'shamana, we heard, sheyesh beretz sarfas chachamim v'gedolim v'gainim, v'chalechad v'echad rav v'malei mokam ater l'anchila. We heard that up that in France, that there are a lot of Gedolim and Gainim, each one is m'malei mokam atera, v'echad b'medimas ramaro, and there's one in Medimas ramaro. Ramaro is in France over there, Shmai Reb Yaakov. That's in northern France, and that his name is Rabbi Yaakov, that's Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam, so the mid-1100s, that's the Zman of Rabbeinu Tam, so that's the Zman of our arriving. Now, the Sefer Yisayid Olam. Sefer Yisayid Olam was written by Rabbeinu Yitzchak ben Rabbi Yosef HaYisraeli from Toledo, who was a Talmud HaRosh. So he's like in the 1300s, so that's about close to 200 years later. He writes in Maimer Revi, Perek Yudches, V'hu kidei shem shemayim berabim, that our Ravid, Rav Ram ben Rav David, was mekadei shem shemayim berabim, umeisal yichudai, and he was killed al kiddush Hashem, v'nikvar be'er Toltila, and he was buried in the city of Toledo. So this is being written, let's say, like Talmud Rush, about 200 years later. The Sefer Kairi Hadiris continues the story and says, Ki Melech Sfard Ratzala Ansai. So the Melech of Spain wanted to force him, Sheyamer Dasai, that he should convert. Vayar Ki Lo Yachala, and he saw he couldn't convince him. Vitziva Sheitlu, and he commanded that he should be hung. And Hashem Yikaim Damei Amen. And some say this happened, Be'erech, in the year 1180. Now, they bring from Reb Yehuda ben Reb Shloima, from his Sefer Medrash HaChachma Ksav Yad, which I didn't find, but I saw brought. Now, the Chiddush, he brought this also, that he was killed al Kiddush Hashem, but the way they described this, Reb Yehuda Reb Shloime, Ben Doiroi Uven Irei Sharabeinu. Not only was he from the same city, the Yisayid Olam was also from Toledo, and there was some Masaira, I guess, in Toledo that this happened, but they write he was Ben Doiroi. So this Reb Yehuda Reb Shloime was from that generation. Because I did see in one of the Svarim, in a footnote, they said, some are Ma'arer, that they was mixed up, it wasn't this person, it wasn't the Ravid who was killed al Kiddush Hashem, it was someone else. So all of our Svarim do bring it down. Like I said, the earliest is that I saw printed is the Yisayid Olam I saw inside, which is, again, from the 1300s, but they even bring from Ben Doiroi. So which would seem that's pretty, as far as my research was able to tell me, that was pretty concrete that he was killed al Kiddush Hashem in Spain. Now let's talk about his Svarim. The Sefer Yisayid Olam that we just quoted, V'ulchiber Svarim Rabim. He says he wrote many Svarim. We don't have many Svarim from him, but that's what he writes. So Echad Mehem, one of them is, HaSefer Shekaru Sefer HaKabbalah, the Sefer that he called Sefer HaKabbalah, Shesider Boy, that he arranged in the Sefer, Ketzad Kiblu HaTayra, how Kabbalah HaTayra, when Dorach Ardar Mimoshe Rabbeinu, generation after generation of Moshe Rabbeinu, Alav HaShalom, at Seif Reb Yosef Ben Megash HaLevi, until the end of the Re Megash HaLevi. Reb Baruch Doide and Reb Baruch his uncle, that was that Tkufa, as we said, they were the Gedolim of the time, the Re Megash and Reb Baruch. Now, Umesifra Zula Kati Vatakti Roy Mashikasa Bergzu, the Yisayid Olam says, from his Sefer is what I copied and I was Malaki, collected in that parak that he wrote about, Miyachas Anshi Hashem, because he was writing also some history there in the Yisrael Elam, and he says, I took it mostly from the Seder HaKabbalah. Now, the Sefer Yuchsin that we've quoted many times, and the Shalshalas HaKabbalah also, they took a lot from the Sefer HaKabbalah. So what was the purpose of the Sefer HaKabbalah? So Nakadama, the Raiva tells us why he wrote it. Zeh Sefer HaKabbalah Kasavnu. Why did I write this? Lohidia la Talmidim. I wanted to teach my Talmidim. Ki kol divir Rabbi Seinu Zal Chachmi HaMishnah of the Talmud. All the words of our Chachamim, of the Mishnah and the Talmud. Kula Mikubalim. No one made anything up. There's a Kabbalah here. Chacham Gadol V'Tzadik Mipi Chacham Gadol V'Tzadik. One great Chacham and Tzadik from another great Chacham and Tzadik. Rosh Hashiva V'Sayate, Rosh Hashiva and his yeshiva and his group from another Rosh Hashiva V'Sayate, until back to the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila, who got it from the Nevi'im, Zecher Kulim Levracha. And we'll see what he was fighting at the time. Clearly, there was a problem going on that he needed to write the Sefer to prove to his Talmidim what Kabbalah we had. Ulaylam chachme atalmud v'koshing chachme mishnah afilu dover katan la'amrim libam. The chachme atalmud and koshikain the chachme mishnah. Now you say, what's the koshikain? I think the koshikain is because the chachme mishnah are much clearer. There's a lot of lack of clarity in the chachme atalmud. There's a lot more machleiksim and questions and these types of things. So someone might have said So he's here to prove that the Chachmei Talmud didn't make anything up on their own. Kosher in the Chachmei Mishnah, where there's less room to think that Chas v'Shalom they made something up. He says, "Lo Amru Belivam." They didn't say any afilu davar katan. Chutz min ha-takonas she-tikmu ba-askamas kulam, except certain takonas the Chachamim made with askam of all the Chachamim, k'day lasis yag l'tayra, as a protection for the Torah. Now here is where he comes to what he was trying to fight. Vimlachshich Adam sheyesh beruach minos leimar. And if a person who has a ruach of heresy is going to whisper you and say, "What do you mean? There's so many machloiksim bekama mekaymais." And therefore, this person with minos will say, "Lefichach ani mistakep stavid ivrayim." Look, there's so many machloiksim. So obviously, people made things up, and I'm not so sure anyone's saying the truth over here. Afato hakeyeshinav, whack his teeth. But you and tell him, Shu Mamri Alpi Bezdin, he's a person who's rebelling to Bezdin. Vishalay Nechluku Razal lo ilam biker mitzvah. Chazal never argued by a mitzvah itself. Elapitoldoisea, the offshoots of the mitzvah, the details of the mitzvah. Why do they argue about the details? Shashamu ikra merabaisam. They heard the mitzvah from the rabbayim. Vilay shalom altaldoisea, but they didn't ask them all the nitty gritty details of it. Bibnei shalay shimshu kol tzarchan, because like the Gemara says, they didn't learn from them properly. It was a chisaron in them. The Rabbeim had a klar, but the Talmidim didn't ask properly. Kayaitzibay, so he gives examples. No one argues if you have to light Ner Shabbos, which is an interesting halacha to pick, but if you hear, everyone agrees you have to light Ner Shabbos. They argue about mem malikin uvei malikin. Oh, look, what are the details of it? But the mitzvah, everyone agrees. He says, they never argued if you have to read Kriya Shema, Arvis, or Shacharis. Everyone agrees to that. They just argued, Mei Masai, when do you read it by Arvis? When do you read it by Shacharis? V'chein b'chol divrei. So this was the matara of the Sefer. The matara was he was fighting against heretics and minim who said that they made it up. And he wanted to show, no, this is a Kabbalah ish mipi ish. I'm going to show you exactly how everyone, every Rosh Hashiva, went back to the Shiva before him. It was all the way back to Moshe Mi-Sinai. And at the end of the Sefer, he goes through all the number of Dairis, and then he says, there's 38 Dairis from Chag Zechariah Malachi until the Rimagash. Kulam Eidim Nemodim Mipi Eidim Nemodim. They're all trustworthy witnesses from other ones. Like Nifsuka Kabbalah. The Kabbalah was never severed. V'shal Shelez HaKadusha Shalem. So it's clear, there was no break at all. Vilu b'minim, but then he says, and what about the minim? Yeah, tamaitzakein. Do they have a Kabbalah for anything they're saying? And he brings Rash Haray, this one Chalkwa love. He just argued b'leishum taina el b'nei'akina. So he was jealous of another chacham, of the one the chachmei atayrus. They decide to argue and make things up. V'ein mechayim leimar. None of them could say, "Oh, this is our Kabbalah." The minus, they make it up from themselves. And also, they're a miut. And another simon, haminim shum. The minim never did anything. They never provided anything beneficial for Klal Yisrael as a whole. There's not one sefer that has chizuk Torah. Oy dvar chachma, v'afilu shirachas, one song, oy piyot echad, unechama achas, Kikulam klavim alamim lo yuchlo linvayach. They're like mute dogs that can't even bark. They can't even provide anything. He calls them dogs a few times. Chasher nimso behem echad shechiber sefer. Echad, you'll find one of them who wrote, composed a sefer. What does he do? Chirif egide v'tich klape maila. All he does is curse out Rachman al Tzander Rabbeinu Shalom. Kasher also zokin ashmai, he says like this min, the zokin ashmai, al shech abu al prag. Shetchila sifrai pi avot tzlaim b'chol seyde bereishis dibra lekim te'evis gedolus. He spoke about their Rabbeinu Shalom terrible things. Me'idus al sichlusai, which testify how foolish v'chisran daita and how dumb he was. And in the parshas Masei b'seyder ela Masei badem elibay dinem mamas, he made up all types of monetary halachas v'nachlas inheritance belishum taina kabbalah without any rayas, any kabbalah. Raya ela shu oimer. Now I don't know what these words mean in Arabic. This is what the Seder Kabbalah writes, that this sefer writes. He just says alakol yaktatzi kada. I don't even know what the words mean. I don't know what it means, but basically that this is the way it is. I guess somebody out there knows Arabic could enlighten me on what those words mean. But that's what he says. And says the Ravid vani kasavti tshuva sifra, and he says I wrote an answer, a rebuttal on a sefer. Not for anyone. And I was able to show my Talmidim how foolish he is. So this is what he was fighting about. Vilu b'rabbonim, he says, but rabbonim atamoytzi shalshelus kedusha shekasavnu. We have mamish al shalshelus of kedusha, chain of kedusha. He says, and this is besides for the gedolim that I brought for chutzula. Elef alofim chachamim kedoshim. There's thousands of holy chachamim. Kileis karnu kim bali yeshivas bilvad. I only mention the bali yeshivas, he says. Va'oid mechabri svarim. There's gedolim, there's mechabri svarim. Kigoyin Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe David Alfasi, Shehem in Loshen HaKodesh Aburiyoy, Acha Shenishkach B'chol HaGoyle, Loshen HaKodesh, was forgotten. I don't know if he means Mamash Loshen HaKodesh, or he means like the Diktuk of Loshen HaKodesh. And therefore, he went and he wrote a sefer that's Maimed Aburiyoy. Va'id chacham acherim shekasvu lanu svarim. All the chachamim wrote svarim. Umachzayres v'shiras v'tishbachas liyitzreinu. They write all types of songs and praises to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Unachamas liyisrael lechazik as libam beretz kalusam. And they wrote all types of comforts to Klal Yisrael to mechazik them in the galus. V'chal Hashemei, anyone who hears any of these songs, yeirach levavoy. His heart will. His heart will be softened, v'yamale yiras yitzray, and he will be full of yira for the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Aleilu nemar zecher tzadik livracha. And these chachamim we say zecher tzadik livracha. V'aloisim aminim we say shem rishoyim yirkav. So that is what the purpose of the Sefer HaKabbalah was. Now the Yisai Dailam continues and says v'oid chiber Sefer HaChashuv shechiber bi'ikri hamuna. He also composed a Sefer Chashuv that he wrote about the Ikri Amuna, Shenikra. It's called in Arabic, it was written in Arabic, Al Akida, Al Rafia. And when it was copied into, was translated into Lashon HaKodesh, there was two translations about 200 years later. It's called it Hamuna Harama, the Lofty Amuna, the Chashuv, a Lofty Amuna. Now, what was the purpose of the Sefer? So like it says in the Akdama to this Sefer, we're going to call it the Amuna Rama, is Liftor HaBoya Shel Bechira Chavshis. It's here to explain to us the problem of Bechira Chavshis, which is that the fact that we have choice, that there's free choice. How does that work with Amuna? Now, in this Sefer, because he's dealing with the Shaila of Bechira, he actually talks about many of the Ikrei Hadas, many of the Yesoidus Amuna, and he is also Miyashev, what seemed to be contradictions from Torah to the philosophy of the time, and perhaps, like I said before, that's what his Rebbe was in Chochmas Hayavanis. Maybe he meant philosophy. Maybe that's how he got into it. I'm not sure. Now, the Akdama, he writes to the Sefer, he says, someone who doesn't have any of these shailas about philosophy and all these Amuna shailas, and he goes b'tzmimus, there's no reason for him to read the Sefer and get questions. And someone who already knows all the answers to the questions doesn't need my Sefer either. He says, but someone who's starting to think about it and is very confused, so this Sefer will help him a lot. And he goes through it and he says that the pasuk that says, that this is your chachma bina lein amim, and they'll say v'amru, and they're going to go, I'm going to say rak am noven v'chachim v'chachim, that Klal Yisrael is an am noven v'chachim. So he says, what's that referring to? That's referring to philosophy. It's not talking about mitzvahs. They hear our mitzvahs and they're going to say, wow, this is such a chachmatic thing, the mitzvah. He says, that's not why they're going to get so nispal. It's talking about, he says, that these people, these philosophers who went in years and years, 2,000 years of philosophy, trying to figure out all type of philosophical questions, and we have it mamish in the Torah, mekubal mehanavi amiti, it's mekubal from the Navi amiti, it was given to us, b'li amo v'chakira, no one, we didn't have to work at it, the Rabban Hashem gave us a Torah and all the chachmas in there. And that's what he comes to show, that Adarab, there's actually no contradiction between the philosophy of the time and the Chachma Satira. Adarab, it could all be found in the Chachma, and we had it first, and we didn't have to go through 2,000 years of philosophers to get to it. That is the what the Sefer is about. And while he's there, he also talks about the Tainas, and he refutes the Tainas of Christianity and of Islam, and all types of shals and ashkacha. And at the end of every perek, he brings, he's very makbid to bring, after he brings the Yesaid, the philosophical Yesaidas, he's makbid to bring psukim that show where these Yesaidas are. Now, there were two other svarim at the time that seemed to, or not at the time, that existed at the time, that perhaps did a similar thing. One was Amunas Videos of Reb Sadia Gaon, and one was the Makar Chaim of Reb Shlomo Ibn Gibril. And he's misyachas to both of them. To Reb Sadia Gaon Sefer, he writes, Shu Sefer hated by Moed, he did very well with it. He said, Amnon Le Matsunu Maspik Lamashat Tzarek Lono, but it's not enough for what we need. Lagab Reb Shlomo, he's not happy with his Sefer, and he doesn't feel he wrote correctly. And at the end he writes, I really, Lahisi Megana Dvarav, I once really said anything. Lalai Shadibar Sara Gadaila Ala Uma Viyada Mishamad Al Sifrai. Yeda Mishamad Al Sifrai, he says he was, I don't know exactly, he says someone who knows his Sefer will realize that he came out not so good about Klal Yisrael. So I don't know what this Diber Sara Gedoyla La Uma means, but that's what he says. V'chala Sefer Moira Chushas Madrigasa B'Vilosafia, he says the Sefer shows he really wasn't very strong in philosophy, but he was like Megashish Bo Kimashri If Ba'Fela, and he was like groping around like someone gropes in the dark. So somehow, from the way the Ravid is saying that this Reb Shlomo Ibn Gibril's lack of knowledge of philosophy caused him to come to incorrect conclusions, I guess, about Torah, about Klal Yisrael, so he wasn't happy. Now, another interesting thing is, at the time, there also was the Kuzari. Rabbi Yehuda Halevi had written the Kuzari earlier, and that existed, and it's not like the Ravid was not familiar with the Kuzari, because he actually, in the Sefer Munah Rama, quotes some of the songs of Rabbi Yehuda Halevi. Nikar Vav, Perek Aleph, V'zeh, Kulei Birai, Soi Oisai, Echad Michoshvei Mishayreinu, one of the Chashuvim of our singers, and that was Rabbi Yehuda Halevi. Some of what he talks about in Munah Rama is dealt with in the Kuzari, but for some reason he's not Mesiachis to it. Now, I forgot to say that Rabbi Yehuda Halevi had Shaychis to the family. One of Rabbi Yehuda Halevi's first, I guess it seems to be, the first shir that he composed that we know of was actually for the Bris Mila of the Ravid's uncle and Rebbe, Reb Baruch ben Reb Yitzchak. He wrote it to the father, Reb Yitzchak ben Reb Baruch. He wrote him a short shir, it's about six or eight stanzas maybe, I don't know, very short shir, eight lines, for the covet of the Bris Mila Reb Baruch. They make a cheshbon, the historians, that the Reb Yehuda Halevi was about 13 or 14 at the time. So he had a shaykhis to the mishpach. It wasn't like he was not well known. And in fact, when Reb Baruch ben Reb Yitzchak was nifter, he actually, Reb Yehuda Halevi wrote five kinois on them, some of them very long, actually. And in one of them, he talks about Reb Baruch's children, Val b'nei achoisei, and on his sister's children. Now, that's our Ravid, is Reb Baruch's nephew. Now, it says B'nei Achai, sounds like he had some siblings that we don't know. Asher Gidloi Ben Zraev, that he raised them. He raised them Ben Zraev, like he said, he was his Rebbe, and it sounds like, therefore, he raised him as well, to a degree. So it would seem that's who he's referring to. So it's interesting that Im Kol Zeh is not Mesiachas to the Kuzari at all. Another thing is they bring out, again, this is just something to know, that the Kuzari also was written, of course, in Arabic, and the actual name of was not Kuzari. Kuzari is because it was one of those Kuzari people, Kuzar, Kezar, Kazar people, that having this discussion with the Chacham, it was the Malchus of Kuzar. But the name of the Sefer in Arabic was Al-Chaga Val-Daldil Pinetzer Al-Din Al-Daldil, whatever that means. But basically it means, in Hebrew, Ha-Chacha V'Haraya, it's the proof, La-Hagonas Hadas HaMushpelas, to protect, to defend Hadas HaMushpelas, the low, downtrodden religion. So the Rabbi Yehuda Halevi, when he referred to his philosophical sefer, Hashkafa sefer, he's coming to defend Das HaMushpelas. Now, obviously, it means Mushpelas in the Enei Omos, but it sort of sounds like, you know, it's, you know, we're downtrodden. The Ravid, he called his sefer Amuna Harama, like the Tiferes, the glory of our Amuna. It was much more of a positive name. So I don't know exactly what that doesn't mean much in the why he did or didn't use him, but it was just I saw a few of the historians point out just the difference between the way he approached it and he approached it. He called it Das HaMushpelas and he called it Hamuna Harama. Now, the Hamuna Harama, like we said, was translated about 200 years later in the days of Rav Chasdoi Krashkash. His Talmidim learned the Hamuna Harama a lot. It was a very chashuv sefer at the time. But it seems that the Maror Nevuchim of the Rambam, which came out in 1190, which wasn't much after the Patira of the Ravid, so 1180 was his Patira. The Maror Nevuchim deals with a lot of the things, Emunah Rama plus more, and that became much more widespread, and that's why the Emunah Rama didn't become as widespread in Klal Yisrael. Now, the Sefer Yisoid Olam that we mentioned before, he continues, he also wrote a Sefer on astronomy. So we already have that that his Zayda, Rabbi Yitzchak, was a Chacham Gadol b'Chachmas HaTchuna, and he was in astronomy and astrology, and he himself, the Ravid, also wrote a Sefer on astronomy, v'chama Svarim Acherim, and many other Svarim, which we do not know what they are. The Chidon Shem HaGdolim, when he writes, V'oid Chiber Chiber Choshev V'Nichba B'Tchuna, he wrote a very Choshev Sefer in astronomy, V'tochoziman Gavra Rabba B'Tchuna Masad Al Sifroi. Look, which great person in astronomy is the one who testifies about his Sefer, who Achoysen HaGodo Rabbi Yitzchak HaYisraeli B'Soid Olam. So the Chidah is telling us that Rabbi Yitzchak HaYisraeli, the Yisoid Olam, he himself was a big astronomer, and he called the Ravid Sefer Sifrei HaChoshev HaNichbot. So if he's testifying, it must have been a very Choshev Sefer. So this is what we know about the Ravid Harishain, known as the Sefer HaKabbalah. The Emunah Rama is not as well known, but he's known as the author of the Sefer HaKabbalah. And as we see, he was from one of those who clearly had many Talmidim. He was teaching his Talmidim, fighting against the Minim. And the Pashtus was, he gave up his life, Al-Kiddush Hashem, even though he had run from the Muslim-controlled southern part of Spain because of the Shmadis. When he was up in the northern part in Toledo, he was put to death, Hashem Yikom Dom, in the year 1180. So this is the Ravid Harishon, and Baruch Hashem, we were able to learn about all of the three Ravids, Ravid Harishon, Ravid Hasheni, and Ravid Hashlishi, throughout the last number of weeks. And Be'ez Hashem, Schusam, Yogein, Aleinu, V'al Kol Yisrael. Have a wonderful day, everybody, and Kol Tov.